Warren Huntley has gone through the 10 races for us, and he joins me now. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm going well, thanks, John.
Yeah, 10 races, keeping you busy for a Monday, mate.
Gee, we've got some horses to go around at the moment. We've had a number of 10 race cards, and obviously then emergencies, and you get a number of scratchings, but we're still, we've still got decent fields right throughout the day.
And for these Monday meetings, or those meetings that you refer to, the big stables are not frightened to send horses there, are they?
Well, I think Darren Weir's got to send them everywhere. So he's the biggest stable, and they're very good at identifying the right races for their horses. But, yeah, great supporters of races in the Western Districts also. But you're right, we're seeing a number of high-profile stables just looking for the right race today.
Doesn't get any easier to find a race for your horse to win, does it, Warren?
No, and a lot of people are struggling to get runs in races when they've got horses that are actually at their right rating where you think they would get a run, but such as the number of horses competing for those spots, particularly in the 58 and the 64 range, there's horses that you would think would be almost guaranteed a run in the ratings band that they're aiming at, and they're finding it hard to get a start.
All right, let's go through the 10 of them race by race. We bounce the ball at midday. This is a 3-year-old maiden over 1,200 metres, Warren. Scratchings are 5, 14, 15, 16. All the markets, tab.com.au. Fast Fever for Meech and Ma, 3.80. Shall We at $5. You Know Ruby, same quote. SpaceX is at 6.
Yeah, only one of these has been to the races, John, so we'll learn a bit out of this. And look, I'm leaning with number 6, Mark's Brother. The scratchings have brought Mark's Brother in a little bit, but still starts from the outside barrier draw. Both the recent trials and jump outs have been really encouraging, and Paddy Payne's very good at just assessing the risk and waiting for the right race. He's happy to kick Mark's Brother off here, and I think he's trialled up nicely to debut. 6 ahead of 12. You Know Ruby, she's also jumped out and trialled up quite nicely, and she can probably settle that little bit off the speed from that draw, but looks like she'll be strong late on what I've seen. 13, SpaceX, has got that race experience, the only horse in the field with it, and ran well enough on debut, resuming here, and 3, Fast Fever on debut from the Kieran Maher stable. There's certainly some good market support there. I couldn't be too positive following the jump outs, but does debut in blinkers. 6, 12, 13 and 3.
6, 12, 13 and 3. Mark's Brother, $8. Owners of views there announce here the horses out of a mare called Chico.
The price bloodstock horses have a terrific theme to their name, and it's one of the little highlights of going through the fields looking at the names of their horses and how they come up with it.
Yeah, where did they get that one from? We now know. The second race is for 2-year-olds, Warren. It's over 1,100. We scratch here 2, 4, 9, 15, 16. Causeway Girls, your favourite here, at 270. Snitz and Glitz at 280. Royal Overdose at $5. And A Bit Strategic is at 6.
I've liked the jump outs of A Bit Strategic, John. I thought looks to be ready to go to the races and run well. A jump out in the trial I've seen of this filly from the Darren Weir stable. I'm going to go with her. 5 ahead of 12. Causeway Girl showed really good speed in a jump out for Clinton McDonald recently. 3, Royal Abitus has the race experience. The debut run was pretty solid behind All Points West, and maybe the race didn't just shape up that well last start at Echuca as well, but I thought the debut run was good enough to be in the mix. And the horse that from the Kieran Maher stable on debut, Snitz and Glitz, it's the one with the blinkers on debut. I couldn't be that enthusiastic off the jump outs, but race day pressure can be a different thing. 5, 12, 3, 11.
5, 12, 3, 11. So to race 3, a 2-year-old maiden over 1,100 metres. A few scratchings here. 6, 8, 9, 12, 14 and 16 all staying home in the barn. Conga de Oro for Meech and Mar at $3. Fairway Greta at 5. King Artie, same quote. Dodge the Hounds, $5.50. And then What's Up is at $6, Warren.
I'm going to go with Conga de Oro. She's been jumping out well. Had those jump outs spaced a bit. I don't know if there's a story there or Kieran Maher's just been waiting for the right race to kick her back off in. But there's been merit in most of her runs to date. And gee, she looked nice in a recent jump out. 5 ahead of 10, King Artie, whose debut run was pretty solid in a good race at Morfordville behind Double Denman, and then spelled after the next run, certainly respecting the stable. 1, Dodge the Hounds is hard and fit now. I'm going to need just that little bit of luck from the draw. And I put 4, What's Up in as next best. Probably get better over further, but the end of the last preparation was really solid. 5, 10, 1 and 4.
5, 10, 1 and 4. So to race 4, this is a 3-year-old maiden. They step up to 2,050 here. Scratchings 11, 13, 14 and 15. Kansas City, who was strong in a 1,700-metre race at Geelong, seemingly wanting this distance, is the $2.10 favourite. Yarmagee's at $3.80. Inala Max is at $6.50. Champagne at $6.50 as well.
I think the market's identified the main chances there, John. Kansas City's been progressing well from the jump outs leading into the debut performance. Looked like a filly that would want to get over a bit of ground and has just taken those steps up in distance and now gets to 2,050. Importantly, that race at Geelong last start, Missouri Magic then went to Adelaide and beat Diva Nation. So the form through that race is holding up quite well, and it looks a nice progression for Kansas City. I think the main danger's number 5 in Yamagee, who had the blinkers on last start and is building to a maiden victory, relatively recent addition to the Jared McLean stable. 3 Josephs going okay, coming back slightly in distance, I think might be a positive. And 2 Anala Max should get a nice run from the draw. 8 and 5 primarily here, 8, 5, 3, 2.
Principally 8, 5, then 3 and 2 in race 4. We head to race 5, a 2-year-old maiden, 1,600 metres. We take out numbers 7, 9, 15 and 16. And Duke Dictator is your favourite at $2.40. Therese is at $5.50. Yankee Sang at $5.50. And Duran's Girl is at $8.50. Cape Richards is at $10 for this 2-year-old and up maiden.
I'm with Willie Hernan here with Duke Dictator. Just worth noting, though, that Jared Lorenzini's the rider. Early form guides had Dean Yindle down on both Duke Dictator and Yankee Sang, both from the Darren Weir stable, and he's been replaced on Duke Dictator by Jared Lorenzini. But, I think he's progressing well. His last run at Swan Hill was terrific behind Hostar. That was a really strong maiden. The form through that race has held up really well, particularly Hostar, who didn't have a lot of luck leading into the Silver Bowl final. He's had a nice tick over jump out at Burrumbeet last week to keep him up to the mark, and I think it might be the day for Duke Dictator to get his first win on the board. 2 ahead of 4, Mount Cavendish, who will probably roll forward and give a sight. 8, Therese, stable mate to the top selection, seems to be getting fitter, and the last couple of runs have been okay. And Cape Richards, you mentioned on debut, John, the trials and jump outs have been quite solid and looks like a horse that it's a suitable kickoff point for 1,600 metres. Keen on 2, ahead of 4, 8 and 1.
2, Duke Dictator over 4, 8 and 1. So this horse is 2.40 at the moment, fixed with Tab. Your assessment?
I think that's a fair price, John. I could see him starting shorter.
All right, we head to race 6. This is the last leg of the early quaddy, Warren. It's a benchmark 58, 1,600 metres in trip. We take out 2, 14, 15 and 16. Hilfrank is the favourite, $3. Canny Move, $5.50. Ishigani Patrol, $6.50. Classic Port is at 7.
I'm going to go with Classic Port here. Went around favourite in a race that a few of these come through last start, and just that race didn't shape up well. Drawn nicely here, I could see Classic Port improving, and these last few races are very even, John. 11 for me, ahead of 9, Chattering, who was able to win that race last start and did so in good style. 8, Kenny Move, has come back to racing in good form and was strong through the line most recently, and the lead-up run to that was that of a coming winner and delivered last start. I put 7, Rosie Goodnight, in. I might be going off a run early, but I keep batting up for her. I think there's a race for her sometime soon. She's going to bob up at perhaps good odds when she does win sometime in the near future. Next best of me would be High Frank, but he's going to need a little bit of luck from the draw. Put them in 11, 9, 8, 7.
11, 9, 8 and 7. So Rosie Goodnight's $11. Chattering is at $19 at the moment with Tab. So to race 7, this kicks off the normal quaddie, benchmark 58, 1600 again. We take out 2, 14, 15, 16. Mutant, $3.50. All Day Every Day, $4 with Tab. Lady DD at 6. ZZ Yolata at $7. Cash for Diamonds at 10.
All Day Every Day is going very well, John. Racing consistently, particularly last start at Bendigo. Now had a couple of runs at 1600 metres. The run at Bendigo last start was very good behind Hell Crimson. Gets a nice run from the draw. 1 ahead of 13, Lady DD. Looks a bit of a big, strong, raw talent. Deep into her preparation, but still looks like she's got a bit to learn. I love the strength she showed winning last start. 8, Cash for Diamonds. Came out of maiden grade last start and probably didn't quite live up to expectations, but better with that run under the belt and got a good draw with Jamie Mott aboard. That's a good scenario. And number seven, Mutant, relatively recent addition to the Weir stable. He's going well. He just needs that win on the board. 1.13.8.7.
1.13.8.7 to race number eight. This is the second leg of the Quad Warren. It's a benchmark 58 over 2,050. We scratch 11, 13, 14 and 15. Prince of Arran is the favourite at 3.90. Urban Royale, a lightly raced Exceed and Excel filly. She is 5.50. En Sauvage, $6.50. Seabeat, $7. Erecta is at $7. Who wins the first leg of the dub?
Gee, I'm going to play number four, Test Today, each way here. John, I think she's racing really well and arguably without much luck, particularly two starts ago at Wagga and three starts ago at Albury, could have easily won those races. And just the way the race shaped up, had a bit of ground to make up on Fontaine Lad last start, but ran well in a benchmark 64, gets back to the 58th grade here. Hard and fit. I could certainly have something on number four, Test Today, each way ahead of Hollow Log, who's getting fitter and chased Under Oath at Swan Hill last start. Under Oath has then gone to Metropolitan level and run well in races behind Mascolino and then had no luck at all behind Mount Kilcoy on Saturday. So that form's solid. Six Encavage is just a typically Paddy Payne trained horse that in a staying type that's going to balance up off the speed and work home. She won her maiden in good style a couple of starts ago and then ran well subsequently. She's well graded here. And I've got Prince of Arran in his next best. He's got to prove himself at this distance range, but he has been running in some strong enough maidens, but I think he's under the odds. 4, 2, 6 and 1.
4, 2, 6 and 1. So Test Today's at $10, Hollow Log at $11, so a bit of value there through the quad leg two. Third leg of the quaddie is race 9, Warren, benchmark 58 sprint over 1,100 metres. We lose 2, 8, 15, 16. La Chica Rose is your favourite, but a wide mark at 4.40. Conconi at 5.50. Majar at 7. She's our gift at $8. Snippy Strategic, 8.50.
Very even race, John. La Chica Rosa having its first run for the Weir stable. She's got talent and she can just be that little bit wayward, and there's been changes with her headgear during her time with Chris Waller and now with Darren Weir. I'm going to go with one Snippy Strategic up there with the 62 kilos, but going well, gets a nice run from the draw and a strong horse that can, I think, carry the weight and at least be competitive. La Chica Rosa has been jumping out and trialling quite well. If she produces the best of her ability, then she may well be ready to go. But sometimes she's just created problems of her own doing during running, during her racing manners, etc. Rainfast raced herself back into that bit of form that saw her be so consistent in her previous preparation. And nine, she's out here just a little bit fresh and back in distance. If they push the button from a wider barrier draw, might give them something to chase. 1, 10, 11 and 9.
1, 10, 11 and 9. We wrap the card up with race 10, benchmark 64, 1,200 metres in journey. We lose 2, 3, 7, 15, 16. More Wanted, 2.90. Canelo, 4.20. Monthan Missile at $5. Nil Desperandum at 8. Who wins the last, Warren?
Going with More Wanted, John. Fit now, deep enough into the preparation, and particularly the run a couple of starts ago back through Buck Bay. So good form reference for this. Just continues to race well. I'm going to go with 5 ahead of 1. Canelo, who gets a dropping grade and a good barrier draw. Last couple of runs in benchmark 70 and benchmark 78 prior to that. We'll appreciate the 64 grade here from a soft draw. 10, Enyo's a bit of a query runner. There's been a couple of opportunities to get back to the races for Terry and Karina O'Sullivan, and they've settled on this race to kick her back off. Her debut win was terrific, so she can be effective on the fresh side. And 6, Nil Desperandum, just getting fitter for a couple of runs back from a spell. Just can tuck away off the speed and be strong late. 5, 1, 10, 6.
5, 1, 10 and 6 in the last race of the day up at Matoa. All right, Warren, best bet, Ruffy, quaddie play of the afternoon.
I think the best is race 5, number 2, Duke Dictador, John, and race 8, number 4, Test Today, the value for me. For the quaddie, first leg 1, 7, 8 and 13. Numbers 1, 2, 4 and 6 in the second leg. Third leg 1, 9, 10 and 11. And home with numbers 1, 5, 6 and 10. And I'm going to play a running double into my best bet of the day in Duke Dictador. So that's races 4 and 5, so running double. First leg numbers 5 and 8, I think, can hopefully sew it up into the best bet of the day, race 5, number 2.
Well played, Warren. Good luck at Matoa this afternoon.
Thanks, John.
Warren Huntley joining us on Winners, looking at the big 10-race program at Matoa. The first goes at high noon. We'll be joining Rick McIntosh at 11.30 for his look at the card. It is 17 minutes to 11. You're tuned to Winners here on RSN 927. We have a short break coming up the other side. We'll look at New South Wales racing. Two venues, Cessnock and Maroon.